I'm so glad that you're calling in. On the phone, I have Ilei Aloha Beniamina, and she is calling in to talk to us about the program tonight at Ekani Kapila Kako. And so please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're going to be talking about tonight. I know that you have a wonderful song called Pu'ala Aumoe that was originally released on Ho'oluwana. And I played the Jerry Santos version, and what's a beautiful, beautiful song. So can you tell me what your inspirations are for your music and a little bit about yourself?
Well, Ilei Beniamina, if you Google, I think she's on Google. She's everywhere on Google.
I know.
And I have a hard time bragging about myself, or rather, see right in front of me what I do and who I am. I think most Hawaiians have a hard time bragging about themselves, and I'm no exception. In fact, if I may, your song earlier is one of our classics that was composed by our family. Ages ago. Was that Kay Davis singing it? Or
yes.
That was Kay Davis?
Yes.
Okay. That was one of our classic songs composed by our many kupuna who are not here anymore. Vivid poetry. Vivid poetry, beautiful lines and lyrics. When Niihau people sing a Niihau song, the melody is totally different from when someone else sings it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it's good or bad, but it's totally different. I guess a command of language is also something that we have to be very, very, very tuning an ear to. It's a command of the words and the flow of the lyric. That would be part of what inspires me is you look at nature and you see the things that make you happy, and those instantly come out as terms, words, and you do it kind of flow, and you put them on paper, and the thing that makes your heart sing is what follows with those lyrics. So that's how it happens with me. Of composition and writing songs, and I have a competitor outside of my yard also singing.
Yes.
Background. I'd rather have someone ask me, and then we'll see if we can answer the questions or not. But you go ahead.
Okay. Well, when I went on Google, there's many descriptions for you. There, haku mele, you're the spokesperson for families on Niihau. You were born and raised on Niihau. You're a Hawaiian counselor. You're a language instructor. You're a professor at Kauai Community College. So you wear many hats.
True.
And you also are one of the master shell lei stringers. So you're so creative. There's so many things that you do. And so I wanted to give our listeners a little bit about your kupuna, about you, about your music.
I think those accomplishments are very small, probably a third, less than a half, probably a third or less than a third of what mother was or what grandmother was. You know, it's totally different, totally different. And so they have accomplished much more in the time frame that I've gotten to where I'm at right now. I mean, that's just 20 some odd years, going on to 30 years of work. And mother, I think at my age, has probably done more than four times what I have. And so if anybody sees that as a lot, I don't see that as a lot. I see that as just a very normal less than normal, probably, accomplishment of somebody who, who's had a genealogy path much better and higher accomplishment. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I just...
I'm not sure what else I can add to that. Mm-hmm. It's something you just born into and live with, and when you got chickens laying eggs. I love it. It's so early in the morning and they're already leaving.
Can you tell us a life? What is life like on Ni'ihau? It's called the Island of Prayer.
I call it the Island of Prayer. Yeah. I call it. Is that one of the quotes I have somewhere?
Yes.
I would say Island of Prayer because it's so unlike Kauai. It's so unlike Oahu. It's so unlike any other island. There is no modern conveniences, I would say, that imposes on their sustainability. Here we're running out and exhausting the resources that keeps us going as humans, whereas it's imposing on our lifestyle at this point. Going green is another one, and we now wonder about the food we eat and what kind of chemicals we are in. We don't have to worry about that on the EO. Sustainability is a new term to everyone out here because we're pretty much exhausting all of our resources and now looking for different ways to preserve, conserve, new ways to make sure that we keep or maintain what we have left. We don't have kind of worry on Ihau, and we everything else is pray for rain, because man can't make it rain, which is water. Kauai takes all of the water because we are the wettest spot on earth. We are Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
What's remnant and left over is what Ihau gets, and so we pray for rain like any other indigenous people. Anything beyond our human expanses, one depends on spirituality. And so with that comes the need to be very close to that spiritual side to make sure that we are okay and faith be very strong on top of that. We can't make the ocean calm when we need to have our supplies back and forth on guard. We need to depend on that spirituality and have the faith that we'll be calm so that we can see our families to and from the island. And so those would be probably the two major reasons why I would call it Island of Prayer. The other is we have no need. We have no need for paved roads. Our roads are not paved.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have street lights where our county charges everybody else for the street lights. Although we pay our taxes, we have no amenities for those taxes. We don't have a county jail. We don't have a police station. We have well-respected Kuna to take that position and make sure everything is in order and the community is helping each other and not at each other's throat. Like any human community, we're not exempt from all of the pains of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
However, we maintain it differently. We maintain it like how it was before we were born, and there was knowledge passed down from our elders.
How many families live there? How many people live there in Ni'ihau?
think the last census we had about 200. They commute back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
From Kauai, so at any given time, it'll be a different number. We're here for the doctors, or we're here to visit, or we're here for college, many reasons. We're here for the dentist. We're here for families getting married. So at any given time of the week or the year, the numbers are not the same. It fluctuates.
They speak of the gentleness of the people of Ni'ihau and exhibiting the true spirit of aloha, and the dialect of Ni'ihau. Can you speak a little bit about that?
I say for Ni'ihau people, they are very trusting. And I worry about that. That's one of my biggest worries.
Mm-hmm.
They come out, they know everybody since birth from Ni'ihau. They were born in that community. They know who your mother is and your father is if you're a troublemaker, who your uncle is, and which person to tell that you did something wrong. They just assume that that is the same here, whereas it is not. So they are very seeing and peaceful people. And the environment, I think, that forces them to grow up that way. It's very calming. It's not wake up and fly on the fly every morning, because it's different. They're very calm people.
Mm-hmm.
Environment that makes it that way. They don't have rushing cars. So all of the things that add to our stress is totally different on that island.
Mm-hmm. You're never late on Ni'ihau, huh? And so tonight you're going to be coming to Ekani Kapila Kako with Mama Ane Kanahele. She's a multiple Nahoku Hanuhanu Award winner. And you're going to be bringing your music. How old were you when you started playing music, and what was your first instrument?
I guess when you grow up in church, you have sung for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Singing is a natural part of your life. You're raised with a family who goes to church every Sunday, and of course you get to sing along with them. And so to put a date and an age on singing, I would say all my life is recognizing what the words are and what the tunes are and what mommy folks are doing in church and mimicking them. I would say singing became natural as part of the family. And instruments, mother played every instrument, of which I cannot at some. There were piano, there was ukulele, there was slacky guitar, there was an accordion, there was a violin, there's a drum set, and of course those make our ears, drum. I can't say which ones, but I know the easiest and lightest to carry around is the ukulele. And so as a child, you run around everywhere with a ukulele. And composition just came naturally as part of that repertoire of being in music and singing at church. And I think most Hawaiians that have, that are now a musician, contribute their background from being in church.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's where the music would be. I'm going to now for Mama Ane. She too is a Ni'ihau, and she's one of our last elders left who are still, still gets inspired every now and then, and the song comes flowing out. And now hers is just geared towards children. It runs in a family, trait of singing. Now, not every member of a family wants to be a singer or is inspired as a composer, but for those who do, they pretty much stand out. And they start composing songs that, kind of have a love eyes, eyebrows raised and say, wow. that kid has a way with words and a way with tunes, and he touches the heart when they sing, and they just come out, you know? So, mm-hmm. yeah, so it's a natural thing for somebody in each family to be a composer and a singer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But the new ones are coming up with that kind of talent as well, so it continues on the good work of your family tree, or your family genealogy. Like they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yes, that's right. And she's going to be bringing her grandson also tonight.
Wait, is it Tutu Ani?
Yes.
Tutu Ani has everybody, in, almost everybody is Tutu Ani's relative.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Her grandson, yeah. Her grandson, her grandnephew, and her niece.
And they're all coming. Wonderful. Well, we're really looking forward to this evening's program at the Kauai Beach Resort.
It's going to be wonderful because along with Carol, of course, who's planning all of this with the Guardian Island Arts Council, we've managed to also bring the children of Kekula Ni'ina'o Kekaha to be a part of our repertoire, because those would be the ones who will be carrying on the music and the songs. And so we're bringing them to highlight the music.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really going to be a special, special evening. And I want to say mahalo. Thank you so much for calling in today, Ile. And I look forward to seeing you tonight. Again, that's going to be at the Kauai Beach Resort this evening at 6 o'clock. Bring your ukuleles and your guitars. Join in. It's going to be a wonderful evening of fun and music with the wonderful, wonderful families from Ni'ihau, all the ohana. So, mahalo.
It used to be the Hilton before. Now it's the Kauai Beach.
Now it's called the Kauai Beach Resort. It's the same. It's the same hotel right there on the ocean side near the airport.
Right, it used to be the Hilton before.
Yes. So. Yeah, we'll see you there tonight. And thank you again, Ile. I look forward to seeing you tonight.
Thank you, Linda.
Ahui ho. Ahui ho.